This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ News. Good morning. I'm Lisa Labas. Chicago is part of a national movement of cities adding or reforming civilian oversight of police in recent years. That's one of the findings in a new report out today from University of Chicago law professor Sharon Fairley. Fairley used to head the Chicago agency that investigates police shootings. And in her new research, she surveyed the 100 largest cities in this country to see how they investigate allegations of police misconduct and how they discipline problem officers. And she found that today, more than 60% of cities have some sort of civilian oversight of their police departments. Sharon Fairley joins me now to talk more about their findings. Good morning, Professor Fairley.
Thank you. Good morning.
So as I mentioned, you have some firsthand knowledge of our oversight system right here in Chicago, but your study, it's a national study. So let's start with the big picture.
Sure.
What is the most important thing you found?
So I think that the first thing is, you know, most people think of civilian oversight as kind of like a newfangled aspect of police accountability, but it's not. It's been around for a really long time. And now it's pretty prevalent, and particularly amongst the largest cities. So when you look at the top of the top 100, it's almost universal at this point that they have at least some form of civilian oversight of their police organization. And then the other thing that I think is really interesting for me was that you see cities building these multi-tiered systems now. So rather than just creating one single agency that provides one kind of oversight function, you have cities that are building multiple agencies that do different things so that together as a whole, the system provides improved accountability.
Okay, so you found that there's more oversight agencies all across the country, but what kind of serious flaws persist in police oversight?
Even though civilian oversight has been around a long time, it's still fraught with a lot of challenges. There are challenges with regard to whether or not these agencies are really, truly independent in the work that they do, whether they've been given the full complement of powers that they really need to provide effective oversight. There are issues with regard to the transparency with which the agencies work. So even though it's kind of a mainstream aspect of police accountability today, there are still a lot of challenges to providing effective oversight.
Right. So this leads to my next question. You just mentioned a few of those obstacles. You've got lack of transparency. Are these agencies really independent? And also a pro-police bias was mentioned in your report. How do you think Chicago's oversight system is doing when you measure it against those potential pitfalls?
So there were a lot of good features that were baked into the system when the system was redone in the end of 2016 here in Chicago. So, for example, they put in a budget floor for the Civilian Office of Police Accountability because budgetary independence has been typically a real challenge.
And it's COPA
to,
now.
To COPA, yeah. They also sort of put in this rule about restricting the hiring of people who had prior law enforcement experience for COPA. So that's one of the ways, again, of sort of making sure that you're putting together an agency that doesn't have a law enforcement bias towards it. So trying to build in more neutrality in the content of the agency. So those are some really good things.
So you helped to build COPA. We've been talking a little bit about Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability. And in your study, you point out that this relatively new agency is part of a cycle you identify in your research as scandal, debate, reform. Explain
yes.
that, please.
Yeah. So when you look at the history of the accountability system here in Chicago, I mean, over decades, we have seen this sort of repeated cycle of there's a scandal, then there's debate about it, how do we fix it, then there's reforms that are put in place, and then that works for a while, but then as soon as the next scandal happens, the whole cycle repeats itself.
So these same sorts of conversations are just happening over and over.
Right. So the key question that I want to try to help figure out is how can you avoid that scandal cycle, right? How do you break the cycle? How do you create a system that can provide sustainably effective oversight over time in a way that gives the community confidence, but also gives officers confidence that they're going to get a fair shake? Because I think you need to have that confidence on both sides. So I think that's part of the challenge that many of these agencies and entities are facing, not only here, but all across the country.
University of Chicago law professor Sharon Fairley. And we've been talking about her study on how cities across the country are investigating police misconduct. Thank you, Professor Fairley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.